You're listening to SBS News.
In May last year, mining company Rio Tinto obliterated 46,000 years of history. Now, there's a parliamentary reckoning. Queensland's member for Leichhardt, Warren Entsch, says cultural heritage legislation allowed this to happen.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the nation reported to the committee their perspectives on the inadequacy of cultural heritage legislation. It became apparent to the committee that the legislation designed to protect cultural heritage has, in many, many cases, directly contributed to the damage and destruction.
The Dugan Gorge rock shelters were destroyed, located near an iron ore mine in the Pilbara region in Western Australia. After more than a year of hearings, major flaws were found within the laws designed to protect Indigenous heritage. WA Labor Senator and Yawuru man Pat Dodson is calling for the Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians to take charge.
It's no longer appropriate that we remain part of the flora and fauna category. We want a standalone piece of law, and we want the Minister for Indigenous Affairs or First Nations to be responsible for it. And we want minimum standards that have been set and recommended by this committee to be seriously looked at and implemented, and to start doing that now.
Western Australian Green Senator and Yamachi Noongar woman Dorinda Cox has raised concerns about how mining companies operate.
We've left lots of discussion, lots of decisions to the miners to help us as First Nations people protect country, and it just has not happened. Our governments, absolutely, it's falling on deaf ears that our government don't understand free prior informed consent. They do not understand what protecting Aboriginal cultural heritage looks like, and we currently have legislation, a draft bill that's being presented in our state parliament, so we absolutely need federal oversight.
The traditional owners, the Putukunti, Kuruma and Pinikura people, say a sense of sorrow and loss remains, and actions, not words, will be the true test. Senior Rio Tinto executives have already exited the business over the destruction of the shelters. Now, the company has promised it will work harder to minimise its impact on the land and engage with Indigenous communities. MP Warren Entsch hopes this signals genuine change.
Rio Tinto's actions were inexcusable and an affront not only to the PKKP peoples but to all Australians. The company's actions demonstrated the profound lack of care for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage in this country, but perhaps the tragedy may at least be a catalyst for change.
The Federal Parliamentary Inquiry's report calls for the new laws to extend beyond the physical sites of significance and consider traditional ceremonies, songs and dance. But that won't bring back what has already been lost. Senator Dodson says this moment is a turning point.
We are at a watershed. This is the definition of culture has been problematic in the past. It's tended to be physical things. The intangible heritage now is also part of that significance. We're recommending that that be recognised in the future definitions, so that songs, ceremonies, dance and associated beliefs can be part of this as well, rather than just the physical, archaeological or anthropological interpretations.
An urgent warning after years of neglect. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.